This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bailey Johnson covers the Caps for the Washington Post, and we've actually got some Caps news today as we sit here in August because they brought in old friend and Cup hero Jacob Vrana.
He's got a tattoo to prove it.
Bailey, what's going on with Vrana and the Caps?
I mean, in a sense, a lot, and in another sense, not a whole lot. He's just coming in on a tryout for camp, so nothing's promised to him. There's no guarantee of anything. He is literally coming in to show them what he can do and try to make the team. I do think there's a potential opportunity for a spot on the wing if he has a strong camp, but it's been a difficult few years for him since he got traded out of Washington a few years ago, so a lot on the line for him to prove that he still has what it takes to be a consistent NHL player.
Yeah, tell people about his last couple years. They traded him to the Red Wings for Mantha. He's since played in St. Louis. He's been in and out of the program with the league. Like, where are we at on V?
Yeah, you pretty much summed it up. Traded to the Red Wings, spent time in the player assistance program while he was there. When he came out of there, got traded to St. Louis. He only played about 20 games in the NHL last year and spent most of the season with St. Louis's American League team. Had an okay season down there, not like unbelievably outstanding, but a pretty solid, strong season that suggests that he's still got something to give. He's 28 now, so not quite the same young kid he was when he got traded out of here a few years ago. Obviously, one would think really hungry to prove that he is still capable of being a full-time NHL player after a difficult few seasons, and the Capitals are expecting a competitive training camp, so any pieces they can add to increase that competition and have guys really fighting for roster spots, I think they're looking to do. And obviously, Vrana's got a lot of connections to the organization, and for the fans, it's exciting to see his name, but it'll all depend on what happens when they hit the ice in about a month.
Yeah, Bailey, I think you said it. Not a lot of downside for, you know, a camp body that if it works out, great. If it doesn't, you know, you've already got some competition there. Where might be his avenue to crack this lineup or crack this roster, and kind of how set do you feel like they are right now this minute?
I don't feel like they're set at all. They've added so many new pieces this offseason. I was just making a list the other day as I start to prepare my content as we head into the season. And even I was forgetting some of the people that they've brought in. I had to remind myself of things like the Pierre-Luc Dubois trade and a lot of the signings they made in free agency. There's 7 new guys that could be full-time NHL players this year. So there's a lot of change, a lot of turnover. I think they're looking at a couple guys from Hershey, like a Hendrix Lapierre, and maybe even someone like Pierre Dubé or Ethan Frank could get a look in camp on the wing. I think one of those spots is where Vrana would fit in as well. My sense is that the Caps don't want to have to put someone from Hershey in because there's nobody else. Like, if one of those guys makes it, that's awesome. That's what they want. But they need to have some veteran presence and not be counting on the young guys if they're not fully ready. So I think that's where Vrana could fit in, kind of a third line winger role if things work out. But there's a ton of things that are open in the roster right now. A lot of flexibility. Going to be a really interesting training camp.
To remind our listeners of some of the names you just referenced, and you said they brought in a bunch of guys, Pierre-Luc Dubois is going to be a top six center. Andrew Mangiapane could be a top six wing. They brought in Taylor Radish, who could be a third line wing. Brandon Duhaime is going to play on the fourth line, likely with Dalton Protas. You got Jacob Chychrun, who might skate with John Carlson. First line of defense, Matt Roy with Rasmus Sundin as a second, you know, line defenseman, perhaps. So it's a very, very different roster, to your point, Are the Capitals back? I mean, could they be really good again?
I think they're going to be better. They've added some scoring, and they're also, I think, going to be stronger defensively. A guy like Matt Roy, I'm really excited to see play. He's a really good player, really, really solid defensively. Chychrun brings a lot of a two-way game that I think could work really well next to Carlson, like you said. There is a little bit of a question of how all these new pieces are going to fit together. Like, when you turn over a third of your lineup, that is going to take a little bit of time for them to come together. But I like the swings they've taken. Dubois has had a difficult couple years as well, getting traded from Winnipeg to LA and then LA to here. So he's another guy who kind of needs to prove that he can still be a top six center in this league and can take that role and run with it. So there's, again, going to be a lot of competition, and it'll be interesting to see how the pieces come together. But they certainly didn't, you know, take last year lying down. They said, we need to get better, and they have definitely tried to do that.
Bailey, really appreciate the time here during the summer. We'll be talking soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.